Dixie Blossom's one off the fence, going through with El Dorado Dreamy and Mizzy working into the clear. Oregon's Day, Dixie Blossom's on the scene, and Dixie Blossom's takes the lead at the 100 and draws away from El Dorado Dreamy. And here's another Coolmore Classic for Ron Quinton. Dixie Blossom's beat El Dorado.
Oh, it's a remarkable record. 6 wins in the race, 4 as a trainer, 2 as a jockey by Ron Quinton. He's a Hall of Famer, 8-time Sydney Premiership jockey. He's ridden Kingston Town, Emancipation, won Golden Slippers, a Cox Plates, and he said that win was one of his proudest moments on a racetrack. And he joins us now. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Very well, Michael. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yes, really good.
Congratulations. You are making a habit of winning this race. And why was that such a proud moment for you with this bonnie mare on Saturday?
Yeah, well, I guess, look, she's been a wonderful mare, and she's been knocking on the door in the Group 1s for a little while now, and I was just so pleased that she finally got there and won the Group 1 because, you know, like in the Mire twice, she ran fourth in the Mire 1 year and got beat 3/4 of a length, and then to safely say that the next one, Rich got beat a half head, probably should have nearly won, you know? Mm. So, it was a very special moment that she could break through and win that Group 1 because, you know, she's on the last leg. She's sort of probably got 2 more runs and then she's going to be retired and she'll go to the stud in the spring.
Yeah, and she's going to be a super valuable brood mare. Amazingly, that was her first win at her 11th attempt at Rose Hill.
Yeah, quite amazing. Alan, the owner, kept, during a period of time, kept saying, you know, Rose Hill, I said, look, there's nothing wrong with Rose Hill. She's been just one of those things. She's been a bit unlucky there a couple of times. And so the last couple of preparations, I've got her ready first up to win at Randwick. So she's done that twice. And this time, first up, she ran second, and then come on and won the Coolmore. But yeah, it's a bit of a thing that, you know, it was just nothing to do with Rose Hill as far as I was concerned. But anyway, she's got a pretty imposing record now.
Well, she certainly does, and she revelled in the wet conditions. She won.
Yeah, she loves a bit of soft ground. She won at Randwick one day by a big space. On heavy ground, so she really loves it, you know.
It's quite phenomenal that you've got two mares the calibre of Dixie Blossoms and Daisy Doom in the stable at the same time, and that you have been able to prepare so well.
It's quite amazing, really, same age. Went back through the records the other day, and they came, the first time they come into the stables, 2 days apart. You would not believe it, you know. And they've been there, and it's been a long journey with them. And there'll be a big gap in the stable, I can assure you of that.
God, yeah. Are they mates?
Yeah, look, they go to the walking machine every afternoon and every morning together in a double. And one has never, ever attempted to kick each other or anything like that. They're stable one box apart, but they're just two very happy mares.
Oh, absolutely. And what's the future? You said she's got 2 starts left, Dixie, and I see she's still in the noms for the Doncaster. Is that going to be one of the starts?
We've got to make that decision shortly. She can either go to the Emancipation Stakes, which is a fortnight from last Saturday, where she would clash with Daisy. Or we could wait 3 weeks, go to the Doncaster. But then the only problem with that, she would have to back up a week later into the Coolmore Legacy, which is the last Group 1 of the year. Mm. I'm a bit hesitant to want to have a backer up, but that's something we've got to figure out this week probably. And she got a kilo and a half penalty for the Doncaster for winning Saturday, which was fair enough.
And what about Daisy Doom then? You scratched her on Saturday because of the wide barrier and the wet track. Where do we see her next? And how much longer has she got to race?
Same. Exactly the same. It'd be funny if they went to the same stadium, wouldn't it? But no, Daisy will be the same. She'll go off to stud in the spring. She missed Saturday because of the very bad draw. And she'll have a 1,200-metre barrier trial on Friday in preparation for the emancipation. So she'll be very fit to, although it's been a gap between runs, it won't matter because she keeps herself pretty fit.
Geez, you mentioned it'll be a big gap. It'll be a big gap for any trainer to lose two Group 1 star mares like that. But how is the rest of the stable looking, Ron?
Yeah, no, not too bad. I've got a couple of... I've got a very, very nice two-year-old filly there, which I think she can probably come forward. She's only a maiden, but she could probably come forward and be pretty good. She had a trial the other day, and trial really lovely. And
what's her name?
Our girl Snitty. She's by Snitchell. Yeah, I got another, an O'Reilly filly owned by the same interest as Dixie. She's a three-year-old, and she's pretty promising. She's only had one start and got narrowly beaten on a heavy track. And I had that two-year-old that won at Ramwick on the Kenzo track, and he had one had that start and then run in the Skyline. Run okay, but he wasn't going to beat all these Golden Slipper horses, so we turned him out, and he's a pretty promising horse called Sunpatch. So, yeah, we've got a few there that are coming up through the ranks, but I guess in the NSW you have more slow ones than fast ones.
Well, mate, enjoy the next two starts of both Dixie Blossoms and Daisy Doom. You've done an unbelievable job with both of them, and well done on another Group 1 on Saturday, Ron.
No, fantastic. Thank you very much.